You need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It is a beast on snow. Act now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblower and see your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START, myhealthpolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
This holiday season, the Home Depot invites you to cozy up by the fire and do some grilling with top-rated grills from Traeger, Weber, Next Grill, and Masterbuilt. Lined up, shined up, ready for holiday cooking and lots of weekends to come. And don't forget bags of Kingsford charcoal. Oh, and if your sleigh is not big enough, order online and get free delivery. Top-rated grills, Kingsford charcoal, and free delivery with online orders. Holiday shopping improved. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements, so if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. You earned it. You deserve it. Shop online at elmhurstbmw.com.
Snap another handoff to Woods. This time he gives up the ball inside the 10. Picked up on the hop, taken into the end zone by Eddie Jackson. And guess what? Another penalty marker. Are they going to wipe out another Eddie Jackson touchdown?
Holding. Offense number 82.
This one will count as six.
Result of the play. Touchdown, Chicago.
Quick six, Jackson finally heard from again.
Eddie. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. And that's what I was going to get to. I had a couple points to make about Eddie Jackson's celebration. Listen, Eddie had two touchdowns taken away earlier in the year, right? In different games. Right. Eddie got that one. So go ahead and celebrate. You finally got it. It must have dropped his heart to see a flag. That's not what you want to see when you just score again after two are negated by penalty. So congratulations to Eddie. And then the other thing, David, that guy left the game with what looked like a knee injury, a non-contact knee injury, and he was back in the game to make that play. So you get an injury scare like that, and I was scared for him. I was scared for the Bears. I think Mac went down at one point too, and looked like he was hurt. It was an ankle, I think, but he didn't leave. that is important to keep that defense up and going. I got no problem celebrating when you get a defensive touchdown.
Yeah, me either. They were due. I mean, look, they've been on the field so long. The Rams won the field time of possession battle 32-27.5, I think. Robert Quinn forces a fumble. Eddie Jackson scoops it up on the spot. So it didn't bother me. And I also think that at that point in time, you're still looking for anything in terms of a spark. You're still keeping hope alive as much as you possibly can. There's still 7.5 minutes left in the game. You're down 2 scores. Not impossible. With your offense, it is, but not impossible in the rest to the rest of the NFL. So I get that. You know, when Eddie Jackson went down with that non-contact injury, Mully, you did fear the worst because it was like he knew his own body and he knew that it felt kind of funny and he had to get off the field. And that was scary. So that was kind of a disaster averted.
I got to tell you, I loved every time the Rams made a play, how they all ran over to the TV screen to see themselves celebrating. It reminded me of like being in the studio with you, David, and how we'd have a particularly good segment. We'd run over and try to celebrate for the boys. Or
high five.
If I'm ever Christmas shopping and I catch a glimpse of myself, I immediately go into celebration mode.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, definitely. No. Yeah, no. Maybe not.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Shammy is on with Mully and Haw. Morning, Shammy.
What's up, Shammy?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
I wanted to suggest that the Bears hire an outside consultant, somebody with a big offensive mind that knows defenses, can adjust personnel. Somebody like a Ron Turner's philosophy, I think it would do a world of good for him to come in and do some consultation with Nagy, even be on a headset upstairs. I think that would make a difference.
Yeah, Shammy, I think it'd be great to bring in Ron Turner to talk to Brian Griese about what he revealed from the quarterback.
In 2007.
No.
The magical
comeback.
No,
make him come back in
Eagles.
And apologize.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. I thought he was going to suggest Ernie Accorsi again. We tried that before,
didn't we? How many coaches and how many brains do you need here offensively? You've got Rags, you've got Laser, you've got Flip, you've got Nagy, you've got Tyler Bray on the staff as an assistant coach. How many do you need?
Hand over play calling to Bray.
Jeez.
let's keep moving. Kelly's in Cedar Lake. Morning, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning, guys. Just quick question. Noticed last night the game, if they're seriously going to go after somebody like Quentin Spain to take the place for Rashad.
He's signing today. Quentin Spain's going to sign today with Cincinnati. They've got some injuries, and they're bringing him in, and apparently they've already reached a contract. You're talking about the Bills guard that was cut earlier. Yeah, he's expected to sign today with Cincy. It's a great idea, but unfortunately.
Good idea. Yeah, he was on the street. The Bills cut him loose, and you're right, Mully. He's supposed to sign with the Bengals. You wonder about the future of Larry Warford, who opted out the ex-Saints guard. He seems to be waiting for free agency in 2021. He is out there. Would he be an upgrade? I don't know. I think you've got to change something about that mix. I think your tackles are a liability. You're certainly not getting what you want at left guard, so you've got to adjust and adapt and make some changes.
Tom's in West Chicago. Morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
How you guys doing? Morning.
Good, buddy.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, at what point are we going to hold Nagy as the same accountability as we did Mitch? You know, you see that we saw a big enough sample size with Mitch to know what he is. You know, at what point do we see a big enough sample size with Nagy to see what he is? You know, this offense has been in the bottom half of the league statistically more often than not. I think he needs to give up the play calling and definitely let the game slow down for him a little bit. You know, his time management's been an issue. His timeouts have been an issue. You know, I think he needs to get his head in the game a little bit. He keeps rolling guys out like Harris, Patterson. Remember the Taquan Mizell project back in the day? You know, who's analyzing these players here and deciding that they're going to go out and make plays, you know? Like, at what point are we going to hold him accountable?
Well, thanks for the phone call. Look, Mitch got 44 games. You knew what you had, and he was replaced. In fairness to Matt Nagy, it was not his finest hour. It was actually the worst defeat, I think, that he has suffered as a head coach of the Bears. But he's had now 39 regular season games, Mully. He's 25-14. So actually, when you take a step back and you look at the body of the work, it benefits Matt Nagy because he can point to the fact that he has the record, which is pretty good. In a vacuum, if you just look at last night, boy, you think that he needs a lot of help because it was not a good night for Matt Nagy. But I think overall, you take a deep breath and think overall he's been a pretty good football coach, head coach, who has struggled with play calling.
Yeah, David, I think it's a great point. You know, they're 5-2. They were 5-1. And I think that, you know, we had been hoping to come in this morning and talk about them as the best team in the NFC. And obviously that's not the case. But you just don't want to overreact to a game, right? It was hugely disappointing. His reaction after the game was hugely disappointing. I don't know that the offense hasn't been broken all year, so I can't sit here and tell you that everything is copacetic, but I also, I think we got to tap the brakes slightly, right? I get the disappointment.
I agree. Hey, look, let it all out. Vent all you want. Complain about any aspect of last night, even if it's just about that stupid punter that wouldn't stop celebrating. Complain all you want, but the head coaching situation, it's not going to change. The Bears like who they have. He has to make a decision, which is, I think, where can he be more impactful? I think doing both jobs is minimizing how much impact he has at either one. And I think being an offensive coordinator play caller might be affecting how good of a head coach he can be on game day and vice versa. So, but I don't think Matt Nagy has done something to merit calling for his job at this point in time. That's frustration talking, I think, more than anything.
And if it all falls apart, and if this season, you know, ends up in this huge disappointment, and that's kind of the, I think that's what the caller is driving at, they're not firing Matt Nagy. He's got 2 years left on his deal. There's no way the Bears are going to eat 2 years of any coach's salary, right? It's not the way they operate.
Not likely to happen. Look, we're seven games in. Let's have that conversation if and when it comes to that. If and when they miss the playoffs and it's because of some head coaching decisions. But I think if they reach that organizational crossroads, I think Matt Nagy probably has more job security than his boss. And at that point in time, if things fall apart, Ryan Pace is the guy I think that most people will be targeting more than the head coach.
Quad City Lorenzo is on with Mully and Haw. Hey, Lorenzo.
Hey, Lorenzo.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
I just want to talk about how I think the quarterback really threw Nagy under the bus, talking about that Nagy would call plays and he knew they wouldn't work. I saw a couple guys talk about it on Twitter after the commentator said it. And also, our defense is good. Don't get me wrong. And we're on top in the league, but we got pushed around yesterday a lot. The running back, I can't think of his name, number 34, he basically drug our whole defense into the end zone. Several possessions after that, we couldn't tackle the guy. We look unprepared most of the time, basically on offense. We don't have any consistency. We don't have any, you know, rhythm. Nagy definitely needs to give a play calling for sure. It's obvious. And if he can't evaluate himself like that, I think somebody at the top, or damn sure, like a player like Nick Foles calling him out, saying he's calling plays that just won't work.
Thanks for the phone call.
You know, we kind of talked about that a little bit. I think that whatever Nick Foles said to Brian Griese, either it was in confidence, it was just two guys exchanging ideas. I thought he did a good job of sort of it's not in the character of Nick Foles. It's just not – he's not that guy. I read his autobiography. He's just, I can't imagine.
He's not that guy.
He's not that guy.
You're exactly right. Yeah. And by the way, how about when the Rams moved the pile 5 yards down close to the end zone? That's a bad look. That was like a microcosm of everything that happened, the way the Rams dominated both lines of scrimmage. Oh. When you can move the pile like that, oh, my goodness sakes.
And then Akeem, just for good measure, belly flops on top of someone to get a penalty. So they get another half
the gravity.
Distance.
That's just gravity.
Okay, all right. How about this? Interesting tweet exchange here. Kyle Long, after the game, says, reaction to the game in three words. And Tariq Cohen, of all people, jumps in. Here's his three words. Need run game.
Thank you, Tariq. Yeah. Are you available for guest shots and analysis?
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Put that man in a booth.
That's like, you know, it's three words. It's pretty good.
He's not wrong.
Brevity of expression.
Sorry.
Mind the gap. We'll bring in Dan Bernstein next, Wally and Hall on the Score.
This is a special Bears Monday on Tuesday. The Score guys react to the Bears' Monday night loss to the Rams. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. It's a special Bears Monday on Tuesday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Elmhurst BMW and Loyola Medicine. Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called MyHealthPolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose MyHealthPolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
That segment brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington. Love the deal.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
This holiday season, the Home Depot invites you to cozy up by the fire and do some grilling with top-rated grills from Traeger, Weber, Next Grill, and Masterbuilt. Lined up, shined up, ready for holiday cooking and lots of weekends to come. And don't forget bags of Kingsford charcoal. Oh, and if your sleigh is not big enough, order online and get free delivery. Top-rated grills, Kingsford charcoal, and free delivery with online orders. Holiday shopping improved. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay. And I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at AVMA.org.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.